Yes, all our kids came, you know. Yes, ma'am, they all give us presents, you know. And my son sent me a birthday card. He's in the Army. My oldest son, you know. He's in the Army in Maryland. And he sent me one of his sweetest birthday cards to Mother and Dad.
Well, that's nice that you can celebrate together like that. How many children do you have?
Well, I have 8. I had 9 in all. And I lost one of them. I had 2 twin boys. And they lived to be 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died. And I nursed every one of them. I don't know how to make a bottle or nothing. Nursed every one of them.
Well, it sounds like you've got a fine family.
Mm-hmm. They have, and they're all grown. Now, the one which you saw in there a while ago, that's my baby boy.
Uh-huh.
And he was 21 last year.
Well, he's not much of a baby anymore, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess, I don't know, maybe once a baby, always a baby.
That's the truth. Yes, right. Yes, I had 5, well, in all of them, 6 boys and 3 girls.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful family.
Yes, it is, and they're all really good to me, too.
Well, have you all lived here for a long time? Were the children raised here?
No, not all of them. Now, part of them was born over here at Lime Branch, you know, where mm-hmm. I said I went to school. And see, my husband, he was born down there in Buchanan, and they moved up here.
Mm-hmm.
And me and him got going together, and we married.
Uh-huh.
And we lived over here in Lime Branch when I was first. Well, we had 3 children, and then we moved over here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right over there, right over there. See, we moved over there in that house over there. And then after they all got up where they could work, well, we bought our home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this really is a lovely place.
Do you think?
I certainly do. And with the dogwoods blooming and everything, mm-hmm. it's just beautiful.
Well, we've been living here. They all helped us really good. Working on the farm, going in. My oldest son, he had to go to the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he'd send me money back to help us make our payment on our
home.
Mm-hmm. We built this.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Ms. is your husband a Methodist, too?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's his occupation?
Now, he's a farmer and a bus driver. I don't know what you call it.
Okay. He drives a school bus.
Yes,
I see.
Yes, ma'am.
And how much education did he have? What grade did he get to?
Well, he didn't get any further than, I don't think, about the 5th grade.
Okay.
See, his daddy died, you know, and he had they were 13 of them. And that left his mother
mm-hmm.
with all of them. So they just all had to
stop,
you know, and work and do the best they could, make a living.
Well, did he go to school in Buchanan?
Yes, ma'am.
Has he ever lived anywhere except in this area? I mean, has he ever lived outside of Georgia or in another part of Georgia?
No, ma'am.
Have you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, where did his people come from? Were they all from Buchanan?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I've was telling you about. And if you can think of 2-3 different answers to some of the questions, just, you know, I'd be interested in all of them.
Okay.
And I'm especially interested in the older words for things. If you can remember something your mother might have said or, you know, this kind of thing is interesting to us.
Uh-huh.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
daylight.
Okay. And what's another word that means the same thing that has the word sun in it? I got up before
sunrise.
Okay.
Sun up.
Sun up. Okay. And if in the morning it's sun up, then in the evening it's
sundown.